Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Tesvav. Nazir Tesvav, we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, and we will start with Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, about 6-7 lines up from the bottom. And we will start Nazir Shekalo Lo Yamav, Loka Al Atoma Ve'en Loka Al Hatik Lachas. A Nazir that Kalo Lo Yamav, his days have been finished, meaning he finished counting his Nazirus, and now he's just delayed bringing his Karbanos, bringing his Teglachas. So what is the Halacha? Loke Alatuma. He is a 30-day Nazirus, and now it's day 35, and he still hasn't gotten around to bringing his Karbanos. What's the Halacha in terms of all the Halachas that apply to him regarding his Nazirus? He gets Malkus for becoming Tameh, even though he does not get Malkus for cutting his hair or drinking wine. So ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Maishna tuma delaki. Why should you still get malchus for becoming tamei, even though your Nazirus count is finished? De amakra, kol yemei haziro lashem l'rabos yamim shalachar malos ki yamim shalafnei malos. We include the days after the malos, after he finishes counting, like the days lefnei the malos. Right? They're included from kol yemei, all the days. So yach yatak lachas nami l'chayiv. To ha'amarachmana kol yemei neder nizro tar lo yavar al rosho. All the days he should not have a razor on his head. La'asos yamim shalachar malos ki yamim shalafnei malos. Meaning, what's the difference? If a Nazir finished counting his Nazirus cycle, however long he accepted, so Miman of Shach, is he a Nazir or is he not a Nazir? So he's a Nazir until he brings his Karbanas. But if he's a Nazir, then he should be Chayav Malkus for all of the Isurim that would still apply to him. And if he's not, if there's some limitation for some reason, that he shouldn't be Chayav Malkus, why should there be a Chilik between the two? Tosfos, even before we do the next question, notes, and the Achronim expand upon this, that I might have said that the Isser for Tumah, usually Tumah, as we'll see in the other examples, Tumah ruins the cycle and is so to the Nazirus. If I become Tameh, in the middle of my Nazirus, I have to start again. So I might have thought that the Isser of Tumah is because I'm so to my Nazirus. Oh, look what happened, and you have to start again. This is an example where you don't have that. There's an Isser of Tumah, and there's an Echi of Malkus without the Stira. Without the stira, without ruining the days that were already counted. Meaning there's an isser per se of an Nazir becoming Tameh, similar, one might say, to a Kohen becoming Tameh. An isser of a Kohen, because of the Gavra who he is, he cannot become Tameh. Nothing to do with counting anything by a Kohen. So too by a Nazir. I might have thought before reading this Gemara that the isser of Tumah by a Nazir is because he ruins his count. Mashenki in this Gemara tells us that's not true. Even without ruining the count, you could have an Isser of Tumah, which relates to the Maharit that we have mentioned a number of times already, who says that the Isser of a Nazir is not really purely an Isser Chefsa on the items, the wine and such, is not purely an Isser Gavra, but there is a Chaloshein, there is a new status given to the person, and Memela, all those halachos flow from that status. We discussed that back on that base and elsewhere. So this is the Gemara also highlights that idea. So again, back to the Gemara. Ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Why? How can you say that there's a chilek that after Kalalo Yamav, you're still going to get Malkus for the Tumah, but not get Malkus for the other two Isurim? Visu, three lines for the bottom. Another question. Kol Yemei Nizro, Mikol Asher Yeaseh Migefen Hayayin. The Gemara darshens the Pasuk, all the days of his Nazirus, from all the products of Gefen Hayayin. We're going to talk later in the Masechta, amazingly, about every little detail of a grape product. There's a separate one of the Isurei Daraisa, 10 mitzvahs that relate to a Nazir, 8 and 2, 8 los ases, 2 ases, but raisins, and grapes, and grape seeds and peels, and wine, every little element of the grape product is a separate Issa Daraisa. And the Pasuk includes and generalizes, Kol Yemei Nizro, Mikol Asher Yeaseh Migefen Hayayin, La'asos Yamim Kshela Achar Malos, Ki Yamim Shelefnei Malos. Again, we darshan the Kol, all the days, meaning even after he has finished his count. So ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina have such a distinction, that you only get Malkus for the Tumah, but not for the Tiglachas and the Yayin? Answers the Gemara, Shaini Hacha, Da Amar Rachmana, Vetime Rosh Nizro. The Diuk is based on a Pasuk specifically by Tumah. Vetime, he makes Tame, Rosh Nizro. What's Rosh Nizro? Misha Nizro, Toledai Barosho. Even if the only thing he has left is on his head, meaning his haircut. He already counted all the days. The only thing left on his head, vitime, and the Isser of Tumah still applies. So we darshan, that is why it is a unique, amongst the three Isurim, the Isser of Tumah, more chamor than the Isser of hair and the Isser of wine. Interestingly, I might have said, well, we've already had an example of a Nazir who is everything but the Isser of Tumah. We have that on Daf Dalet, Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir of Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda, whether one could copy being a Nazir Shimshon. But a Nazir Shimshon, according to Rabbi Huda, according to what we paskin, he's allowed to become Tameh. Lechachilo, he could become Tameh, like Shimshon. So that might have reflected that Isser of Tumah is somewhat more flexible than the others. And here's an example in the exactly opposite direction, where the Isser of Tumah is the one thing that's still chamor, that's still fully intact, even after the days of Malos are counted. That's going to get you Malkus, even though the other two will not. So a special drasha. Fine. Says the Gemara Meisve, even though there's a drasha, we're going to ask a kasha. Nazir shekalo lo yamav, asur legaleach, felishtos yayin, ulatame lemesim, all three. Vim gilach, v'shasa yayin, v'nitba lemesim, hareza sofig eshar boim. All three. Tiyufta, so we knock out Rabbi Yosef Chanina, knock it out, based on this brisa, that even the other two, also tiglachas, also shtiyas yayin, are still full-fledged isurim, though the Naziris counting has been completed. So Tiyufta, we leave it as a kasha. Yeah, and this is also why, until somebody brings his karbanos and ends his Naziris, all the isurim still apply. Right, we mentioned in the earlier also, the Nazir Bizman Azeh. Somebody steps to be a Nazir Bizman Azeh. That's, even if you want to finish their Naziris count, they still are within the isurim until the karbanos are brought. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Likashia Liben. Vinazir Meayom. As we discussed in the last Mishnah already, somebody's Makabal two Nazirios. First he's Makabal a Nazirus when he has a son, and he's Makabal a 100-day Nazirus. 100-day Nazirus. No la lo ben. So he starts counting right away his 100-day Nazirus. He did not specify in his Dibur when he wanted to start that 100-day Nazirus. He just said, no, I'll be makabelit. So what happens? He starts counting his 100-day Naziris, and then Mazel Tov, his wife has a son. So now what? Now what does one do? Says the Gemishna, no ladlo ben ad shivim, if he has a son before 70 days have passed. Meaning, there's at least 30 days left to his 100-day Naziris. So then, the language of the Mishnah is lo hifsid klum. And we'll see. Tosfos explains, and the Mefarshim explains, lo hifsid klum here means he could double dip. He could double dip. The Naziris of his ben for his son is included in his 100 days, and therefore, as long as the son one won't go longer than the 100-day one, he could count it together. So let's say it was day 60, that his wife had a baby, so day 60 to 90 is going to count for two, and then I'll have 10 days left. Right, that's okay. Up until as long as it won't go longer. But if it's day 85, so then he'll have 15 days left afterwards, so that's no good. Then one cannot combine. That's what lo hifsid klum here means. La'achar shivim, but if it's after 70, if he has less than 30 days left, soser, Tosfos and other Rishonim take out the next word. Shivim, soser, let's say soser, which means he cannot count the same days for two different Nazirios. She'ein teglachas pachos mishloshim yom, because you need at least 30 days, and if there's not a whole set of 30 days left, so then it won't be able to count. Period. That is the Mishnah. Again, different than the earlier Mishnah that we had, that you're not allowed to double. Here, he did not say specifically that he wanted two separate Nazirios that wouldn't overlap. But we'll see in the Mefarshim how they're mechalik. But Amar Rav, today's topic is Shitas Rav right here. Amar Rav Yom Shivim Ole Lekan Ulekan. Day 70 counts for both. What does that mean? Explains, right, we had this before a little bit earlier by Avelis. What is Yom Shivim Ole Lekan Ulekan here? Tosfos explains, second Tosfos, Amar Rav Yom Shivim Ole Lekan Ulekan. Pirish, No Lad Lo Ben Beyom Ayin. Day 70. His wife has a baby. Mixas hayom shekodem aleda ole leminyan hameya. The earlier day, the earlier part of the day, before the baby was born, counts like day 70. And now starts day 1 of his 30 days that he accepted for having a son. Says Rav, he's able to bring his Karbanos Naziris on day 100. That's right. He finishes his Naziris one day early. Keep reading. He's able, according to Rav, to count day 70 as 2 days before the birth. Counts as day 70. Once his wife has a baby, that's day 1. But because, says Rav, it's a haschala regarding the new Naziris for the baby, he could count that as a new day for his 100-day Naziris as well. That's the Chiddush of Rav. V'lo yimne Naziris b'no, ela ad chav tes yom. And only up until 29, sorry, b'yom tzadi tes shelo lamid libno. You're able to count that day as 2, and therefore have his Karbanos brought on day 100. Even though, skip a couple of lines in Tosfos, ironically, if he wouldn't have had a baby until after his whole 100 days, he would bring his Karbanos on day 101. Because it only counts as 1 day. Skip a couple of lines. Afa pishim lohayin olad lohaben. Lohaya yachol lekalecha naziru so el b'yom kuf aleph. He would only be able to have cut his hair and bring the karbanos on day 101. But now that he has the son, kind of like a migu, once he's able to start a new naziris regarding the son, he's able to, that's a separating point in day 70. He's able to count that as 2 days. And therefore, he could bring his karbanos on day 100. That is the chiddush and the irony that you would think that it has to be stretched out, but no, it is counted. One is allowed to overlap. Fine. So now the rest of the daf is going to talk about that shita of Rav. How do you ever have a case of ole lekan ulekan? Tanan says our Mishnah. First, we're talking about our Mishnah. That's why this is here. Nola lo ad shivim lo hifsid klum. Mishnah says if he had a son before day 70, so lo hifsid klum, he does not lose anything. Meaning he's able to overlap. But 1 minute. If it counts for both, what do you mean lo hifsid klum? Is guri misgar. He even gains. What do you mean lo hifsid? Of course he wasn't mafsid. It's just the opposite. That language is misleading. Should be a guri misgar. He gains a day by having a baby. Ella, you're right. B'dinu d'lo listni ad shivim, really, it shouldn't say. D'lo listni ad shivim, because that is, it should have said, Tosva says, you know, a different type of lashon, not a low hifsid lashon. Umishum diktani seifa achar shivim, so sir shivim, because the seifa says, if it was after 70 days, it would ruin it, so sir shivim, ktani reisha shivim, that's why it says shivim here for the 70 days to be parallel. Period. We'll get to more lamdas in a minute. Let's just finish this thought. Tashmami seifa. So what about from the seifa, says the Gemara? That's also problematic for Rav. Nolad achar shivim sosha shivim. It said nolad achar shivim, after 70. What do you mean after 70? Even if you have on day 71, it should be okay. Remember, what's the yesod of the Mishnah? As long as the naziris for the son doesn't end later, so then it's okay. So even if the baby is born on day 71, when is his finished? Day 100. So it still should be okay even after day 70. So the Gemara says, my achar, achar da achar. What does achar mean? After. Sometimes achar means right after, sometimes it means a little bit after. So that's why it really means day 72 is the day that would be too late. And we have this same concept in lifne and lifne de lifne. By overlasiyasan, for example. We have to make brachas overlasiyasan, but if it's too much overlasiyasan, then it's too early. Too early. For example, hanachas tefillin. Right? The poskim discuss, when do we make the bracha by tefillin? Sometimes people make it too late, sometimes people make it too early. The bracha has to be made, Shel Rosh is a little more challenging, those Ashkenazim who make two brachas. But tefillin Shel Yad, right before the knot is made, because that's the mitzvah. Ukshartem lo'osa yodecha. So if I make the bracha as I'm like straightening it, getting into the right spot, and then I make the bracha, and then I'm like, and then I pull it, and then I try to tighten it, right before I tighten it. Ukshartem lo'osa yodecha, the bracha. And the tefillin shel rosh, not while the tefillin is above my head, that's called lifnei de lifnei. That's too early. But, and that's why most poskim, let's just finish this thought. And so when is it? When it's on my head before I get into the right spot. That's lifnei, that's over la'asiyasan. Or in Yonad Yoma, next month, Esro. When do we make a bracha? Different days in Tosas and Masechah Sukkah, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to have the esrog in the hand upside down. And then right after we make the bracha, we turn it over. Right, what about when it's on the table? That's also a possibility, but most assume that's lifnei de lifnei. It's easier when it's in my hand, and then I just have to turn it over. That's over. That's lifnei. It's not over to over. So here, achar sometimes means achar to achar, and sometimes means achar. So here, the Gemara is saying that when it says achar shivim in the Mishnah, it really means after shivim, which means 72. Day 72 is the day of birth. That would be too late. But says the Mish Gemara now, continuing, Abel Acher Mamish Mai. But what if it's Acher Mamish, meaning right after Hachanami de los Asar, meaning if the baby is born on day 71, it would not be so, sir. See, Hachi, if that's true, then my Arya Datani Nolad Ad Shivim Lo Hipsik Klum. So go back to the Reisha. If 71 is okay, so why does the Reisha go up until 70? Afilo Acher Shivim Nami Ha'ami Lo Sasar. Even after, you could say Acher means Acher to Acher. But if it says till 70, how can you say till 70 means 71? So Ella, the Gemara says, we must be wrong. Elishmamina achar mamish. It must be achar means mamish, meaning 71 would be too late. V'chein masni l'rav shmamina. What does that mean? So we probably have to say lishna denazir mishuna here. V'chein masni l'rav means, and this is against Rav. This is against Rav. Rav's statements of Yom Shivim, Ola, Lakana, Lakana, is really against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says up until day 70. But Rav here is arguing on the Mishnah. Shma Mina. The Gemara then goes to try to figure out, is there a Tana like Rav? Is Rav against our Mishnah? Pashtus. But then the Gemara says, V'Rav Kaman Amar L'Shmaitza. Who does Rav hold like? Well, the Gemara could answer. The Gemara has an answer, Lamaskan. The Gemara could have answered, Rav Tana Upalik. Rav is an early Amora on the border, and he's allowed to argue, but the Gemara would rather not say that if it doesn't have to. I mentioned in the past, Rabbi Chanan writes in Baba Basra that he asked Rabbi Chaim a question about Rav Tana Upalik. Baba Basra, Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel. It's a question on a Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra there on Daf Kuf Ayin, where there's a machlokes, but Rav argues on two Tanoim. Rav argues on two Tanoim. The Rashbam there says, Rav Tana Upalik. Rav Tana Upalik. Rabbi Chanan asked Rabbi Chaim, one of his Rebbeim, he learned by the Chafetz Chaim, and he learned by Rabbi Chaim. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, elsewhere, argues on that principle. That Rav can't argue. And it's not treated like a Tana. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Alach and Rabbi Yochanan, so he shouldn't paskin Rav Tana Upalik, and therefore Rav shouldn't be able to argue on a Mishnah, or a Braisa. So, says Rabbi Chaim, we had a whole shiur about this in the past, V'chashiv, to be'emez gam amora yish v'kocho lachlok alatana. Chiddush gadol, Rabbi Chaim said. Fundamentally, an amora can argue on a tana. Can argue. We read every daf and shas. How could the Mishnah say this? How could the amora say this? Is a Mishnah against him? Is a brisa against him? V'hadam osvin and tziufta mitanoi l'amoroi, mishum da amora eino cholek alatana. He wouldn't. Not that he couldn't. He wouldn't. The ilu yada devriatana, the assumption of that, all those questions in Shash are, if he would have known the words of this brisa, lo ayacholek alav, he wouldn't argue on him. Aval b'makom shecholek lehedya, but in places where we have an explicit argument, efshar lios halacha kamoso. The halacha can be like him, possibly. So even though Rabbi Chaim answered, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rav, we don't hold Rav, that Rav is a Tana, but Rav is an Amora. Okay, still, we might pass him like him sometimes. That's why sometimes the Gemara says, after asking a question on an Amora, Zuena Mishnah. What does that mean, Zuena Mishnah? The Amora has the authority to say, oh, that's not an authoritative Tanaitic source. That's Rabbi Chaim. He doesn't quote it, but it's based on one understanding of a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim, in the second parak. Where the Rambam seems to say that as long as there is a Bezdin that is on par with an earlier Bezdin, then that Bezdin can say whatever it wants. Says the Rambam, Bezdin Agadol, Shedarshu in Hilchos Mamrim. Hilchos Mamrim, I think we mentioned in the past, is probably the most creative name that the Rambam has in all of his set of halachas. Almost all the other areas of halacha, we could have come up with those names, somewhat Hilchos Edus, Hilchos Sanhedrin, but Mamrim, the Rambam puts together Ben Sora Umore, Kibud Avaim, all the ones that Zakin Mamre, all those who rebel. Hilchos Mamrim, the halachas of rebellion, such a classic Rambam categorization expertise, where he comes up with these this set of halachas. So Bezen HaGadol Shadarshu Ba'achas Min HaMidos, Kefi Ma'ashenira Be'ineihem. A Bezen HaGadol, that darshin through one of the Midos, it Hekish, or other one, the Klalu Prat, and they came up with a din. V'yamad achareihem bezdin acher, v'nira lo tam acher, lister oso adin. And a later bezdin came along and wanted to argue, hariz es soser v'don, kefi ma sheyira be'enav. They could darshin and argue. Sh'ne'emar el ha-shofet asher yiyah v'yamim ahim. Ein atachayev aleches el ha-achar bezdin shebedorecha. The Rambam, a later bezdin could argue. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, v'yim tomar. A lot of ink has been spilled on this Kesef Mishnah. Im kein. Amaylo pligi yamaroi atanoi. If that's true, why did the Amaram ever argue on the Tanoim? Why do we have half of Shas? Probably more than half of Shas. Asking kashas on Amaroim from Tanoim, from Brises, from Mishnahs, if they're allowed to. Just say, okay, I'm an Amora. Toho b'chol duchta, makshina l'amora, mi masisa, no mi braisa. V'tzarech l'omar, anod da'amri ki aitana. V'lo yomar ken kashale. Right, what did our Gemara just, so far twice today, we have tiyufta on top, and here we have, who does Rav hold like? Twice in today's daf. Ukvidir Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, harishus nesuna, lahem lachlok al divrei atanaim. Answers the Kesef Mishnah, and this is the question, how to understand the words of the Kesef Mishnah. The Efshel Omar, Shemiyom chasimas ha-Mishnah, kimu v'kiblu, shedoros ha-achronim, lo yachloku al ha-rishonim. They accepted that they wouldn't. V'cheinu asu gam g'chasimas ha-Talmud. Also, when the Gemara was closed. Shemiyom she-nechtam, lo nitan rishus l'shum adam lachlok alav. What does that Kesef Mishnah mean? So the Reb Chaim understands that to mean they wouldn't, not that they couldn't. They wouldn't have done it. That's why it's very unusual. But push comes to shove, they could. And most others assume not. The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Mamrim, no. They realize, what does it mean, kimu v'kiblu? They realize that the MS is always with the Tanoim. And therefore, they accepted not to ever. But it might have started off as an acceptance, but it turns into an Isser. That the Amoraim can't argue on the Tanoim. That's what Rov assume. And also after the Gemara, the Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat that you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. You could argue, and an Achron could argue on a Rishon, and a later Rishon could argue on an earlier Rishon. It might not be a good idea, but Achronim, Rav Moshe Feinstein is allowed to argue on the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer could argue on Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. You could go back, and the Ramban could argue on the Rambam, as he did often. And that's allowed, but not on the Gemara. Not on the Gemara. Ravina, the Rama says, Simnachathe around or so, that you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. The Gra on that Rama quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Ravina Veravashi Sof Hora. The language of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that's it. Can't argue on the Gemara. But this is related to our discussion of Raftan Upalig that we have here in our Gemara. So the Gemara ended up saying, okay, Armish is against Rav. So now let's try to see, is there a Tana out there, though, that Rav could hold of? The Rav, come on, Amar L'shmait say. So who is Rav? Who did Rav say his Shita like? What was Rav's Shita? You could count one middle day, one day in for 2 days. So we don't have a source within Hilchos Nezirus, so we're going to go to other areas of Halacha. And as we'll see, it's not so pashut, because some of these other models, we might say, you can't compare. Hilchos Nezirus, to Hilchos Avelus, like we're about to do, to Hilchos Ziva, that we're going to do after that, there can be many differences between areas of Halacha. It's always very tenuous to try some of the connections. But the Gemara tries. So, Ilei Malach, first try. Who is Rav going like? That Ola Lokan Lokan. Ilei Maka Abishol. Is he going like Abishol? It's not, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan, or Yosef Raisa. Titania, Hakov, Eres Meso, Shloshi, Yavin Katan, Laregel. Somebody, Rachmano, Litzlan. Their relative dies 4 days before Yantif. 4 days before Yantif. So they have at least 3 days before Yantif. But Thlami Menu Gzeira Shiva. So when Yantif comes, Yantif is Mevatel Avelus. We'll talk more about that by Hashem soon. Yantif is Mevatel, and therefore, there's no more Shiva. Shmona Yamakotel Maregel. If Shiva was already finished before Yantif, there were 8 days. They were ready into Shloshim before Yantiv. Then Balamimenu, Xer Shloshim. Then Shloshim is finished when it comes to Yantiv. We don't pass it like either of these. The eighth we do, but the first line we don't pass it like. We pass it like the Gemara says in Ma'akan Daf Chaf that even Shaachas, even one moment of Shiva before Yantif breaks Shiva. But this is a day in the Tanoim that it's 3 days. And in this situation, one is allowed to get a haircut and shave before Yantif. If the eighth day was before, if it's ready, even though in Shloshim one is not allowed to, and Allah is not allowed to cut his hair or shave, but here where Shloshim is going to be knocked out by Yantif, they could already shave l'kavid Yantif, mishum kavid aregel. V'im lo siper erev aregel, but what if the person didn't? He could, but he didn't, then also l'saper achar aregel. You didn't use Yantif as your excuse, so you got to wait the entire time. Also, l'saper achar ragel, right? You have to wait until the end of Shloshim because you did not use your allowance that halacha gave you. Abishol omer, let's just finish this, and then we'll talk about it. Abishol omer, no, afilu lo siper kodem ragel, mutar l'saper achar ragel. Even if you didn't get a haircut on erev Yantif, still you're allowed to get the haircut after Yantif. Why? Shekishem shemitzvah shlosha mivatelas gzera shiva, just like if you did 3 days before, that breaks up all Shiva. Kach mitzvahs Shiva mivatelas gzera shloshim. So too, if you had at least 7 days before, that could be mivatel shloshim. So Tosas points out on top, Abishol is arguing on two counts against the Tanakhama. Number one, he argues that even if you didn't get a haircut in Erev Yantif, you could get a haircut after Yantif. And number two, he doesn't require 8 days before Yantif. He requires only 7 days before Yantif to break Shloshim. So why is that? Why would seventh day Erev Yantif be enough? So my time at Abishol, that's the Gemara's possibility. Why does Abishol say that? Lav Mishum, isn't it because to Kasavar Shvi Ola Lakan Lakan? We know you say Mixas Ayom Kakulo by the last day of Shiva, so the morning of Shiva could be day one, and the rest of day seven could be considered eight. Memela, you started Shloshim before Yantif, and therefore one wouldn't have to have until the eighth, Shloshim would be broken. So that's the Gemara's possibility. That's the Tana that Rav connects to. Rav, who says you could count day 70 in our Mishnah Naziris type case, says you could count that as day 70 and day 71, two different cases, two different days. So too here. There is a major machlokas rishonim. What does it mean that Yantiv breaks Avelos? Right, the Gemara here says it. Yantiv breaks Avelos. What does that mean, that Yantiv breaks Avelos? How much of a breaking is it? How much is Avelos not able to live with Yantif? The Rambam paskins that there is no Avelos on Yantif, period. No Dvarim Shebefer Hesya, no Dvarim Shebetzinah, nothing. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avelos in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, Rambam says, Haragalim, V'chein Rosh Hashanah, V'yom HaKippurim, Ein Davar Midivrei Avelos Noi Bahen. Nothing. Zero. There's no Avelos on Yantif. How does he work out? There's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Dalet, which seems to be Beferish against this. So they assume he had a different Gerson in the Gemara. Different Gerson in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dvarim Shebetzinah Noeg on Yantif. So the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, they all say the Rambam must have had a different Gerson. But that's the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Ramban. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, only Dvarim Shebefer Hesya. The Ramban Chalak al Svarazu. The Herich Liton Aleha. The Hela, the Dvarim Shebetzinah Noeg in Memoid. The Chain Pasku Atosvis. The Harash Reis Ksubis. The Kasvu Shekain Pasku Baal Halachas Gedolos. Machlokas, we showed it. This Machlokas might be a secret into a fascinating discussion over Jalti, which we've had a long time ago. We haven't mentioned it recently, but I'll mention it again. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchas Avel, Yireli. It appears to me, which always means he's saying this based on his own conviction, not based on a source. The Rambam says, let's say I have to go pay a Shiva call, and I have to go visit somebody in the hospital. Which one do I do first? Which one has Kadima? Says the Rambam, Nichum Avelim comes before Bikur Cholim. I should go pay the Shiva call first, and then go to the hospital. Why? Shenichum Avelim gimi l'scheset emachayim v'im hamesim. Paying a Shiva call is kavod achai and kavod hames. Masha'enkein, when it comes to Bikur Cholim, obviously only kavod achai. That's the Rambam. What's the problem? The Arsameach on that Rambam in Hilchas Avelos asks from the Gemara of Anshei Yerushalayim, Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara there says that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to carry their Luv and Esrogs all day. He said, carry their Dalad Minim all day. The Gemara says, Minog Shalanti Yerushalayim Adam Yotzi Bebeso Lulavo Biyado. Holech Levaker Cholim Lulavo Biyado. Lenachim Avelim Lulavo Biyado. And it lists off the whole day. What if you're Medayik in that Gemara, Levaker Cholim is first. Levaker Cholim Lulavo Biyado Lenachim Avelim. What do you mean? Nichim Avelim comes first. So what's the, how do, and if you look in the Rush has a different Girsa. The Rush has a different gear, so the Rush has the Levak, he quotes, Lenachim Avelim, and then Levaker Cholim. So he changed the Girsa. That would help, but the Rambam doesn't change the Girsa. The Rambam quotes Anshei Yerushalayim like we have it in our Gemara. Biker Cholim before Nichim Avelim. So ask the Ar Sameach on the Rambam. How could the Rambam quote in Hilchus Avel Yireli that Nichim Avelim comes before Biker Cholim, and he quotes the Gemara like we have it in Sukkah, that Biker Cholim comes before Nichim Avelim. So, says Rav Zsolti, in the Mishnah's Yavi Sinyora Deya and Simon Lamed Zayin, wait a minute. You're holding the Lulav and Esrog and you're going to do Nicham Avelim? It's Yantif! According to the Rambam, what kind of Nicham Avelim are you doing? The Rambam paskins, there's no Avelus on Yantif. Ah, the Rambam said that Nicham Avelim is Kavad Achai and Kavad Ames. There's no Kavad Achai, but there is Kavad Ames. Where do you see this Kavod HaMeis? There's another halacha, Gemara and Shabbos, the Rambam quotes it. Shabbos Kufnun Beis. What happens if you have a niftar without any relatives? There's no relatives. So what do? There's nobody sitting Shiva. Meis She'ein Lo Menachemin, Holchin Asara B'nei Adam, the Yoshin Bimkomo. The Rambam quotes this, right? The Gemara and Shabbos. You have 10 people that go there and sit in the house. 10 people that go there. And then other people come it's like a charade. People come to do nichum to people who are in Avelim. So what are they doing? What do you see from there? The Meiri and Nekamara says it's Kavod HaMeis. Nichum Avelim is not just Kavod HaChai. So there are no Chayim here. It's Kavod HaMeis to do the act of nichum, to do the act of comforting. So, explains Rav Zsolti. On a regular day, when Nichum Avelim has two elements, Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis, so Nicham Avelim comes first. But on Yontif, Anshei Yerushalayim, it's flipped. Why is it flipped? Because there Nicham Avelim only has Kavod HaMeis. There is no Avelos on Yontif. Biker Cholim is Kavod HaChai. If it's purely Kavod HaChai versus Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaChai comes first. That's why Biker Cholim comes before Nicham Avelim. On a weekday, Nicham Avelim has both elements. So that's why it would overcome. Why the Rush switch the Gersa? Because remember, the Rush holds like the Ramban. That there is Avelos on Yantif. It's from Shemit Sina. So there's Avelos on Yantif, and the same thing applies. Nichem Avelim has Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis, even on Yantif, and that's why on Yantif, Anshei Yerushalayim first went Lenachem Avelim, and then went Levaker Cholim. Unbelievable. Peace. In the Mishnah's Yavetz, Simon Lamed Zayin, feel free. So if it's Betzina, but still, there is a concept, Yantif Himi Lenachem, you're not going to do, let's say, the per se Nichem, But even just making them feel good, and they have the status of Avelim. So that's a little bit in terms of Yantif. So back to our Gemara, though. So our Gemara says, well, maybe Rav in the world of Nazirus is based on Abishaul in the world of Avelus. And day 7, Erev Yantif, can count as day 7 and day 8, isn't that what Abishaul is based on? That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, no. Dilma, as we said, don't compare these halachic contexts. Dilma ad kan lo kamar abishol ela ba'avelush zayin derabanan. Whoa. When does abishol say that you're allowed to be makel and count it lakan or lakan by avelus, which is derabanan? Aval benazir da'araisa lo. Don't compare that to naziris, which is da'araisa. Period. What does this gemara mean? So let's talk about lumdis, Avelus, and then we'll get back to the general issue. So first of all, how do you understand this Gemara? There is a major machlokas rishonim. How much of Avelus is Daraisa? There are Gemaras on both sides of the issue. This Gemara seems to scream out, Avelus Shiva Durabanan. It's all Durabanan. So if you look in the Rush, in the third parak of Moed Katan, which is the source for almost all of Hilchas Avelus, has 100 simanim. The Rush has 100 simanim. So if you look in the Rush in Moed Katan, parak Gimel, Simin Gimel, towards the beginning. See, he quotes all the different days there. Daraisa, Darabanan, Baalei Tosfos, and other places, and Brachas and elsewhere say, all Avelus is drabanan. All avelos is drabanan. There's a mitzvah of aninus is daraisa. But avelos is drabanan. That's not what Tosfos says here in our sugya. Tosfos in our sugya, if you look on the third skinny line of Tosfos, Ela avelos drabanan, de min hatorah eino avel ela yom rishon, kedechsiv achrisa kiyomar. Tosfos here holds like the Rambam, like Gaonim, who say that first day is daraisa. First day is daraisa, and that's only if death and burial occurred on the same day. Then there's avelos daraisa. If death and burial occurred on different days, then there's no avelos daraisa, even according to the Rambam. That's the Rambam. One day of Shiva is daraisa, and the rest is drabanan. Again, other Rishonim say it's all drabanan. There are other shitas say it's that talk about daraisa even 7 days. But again, this Gemara seems to say that something at least is something is a drabanan. Again, I'm not going to read the whole Rush for you, but if you look there, the Rush goes through the different deos about what's daraisa, what's drabanan. There at the beginning of Simin Gimel. The Rambam. In, again, a well-known discussion that we've had before, but we'll have it because it's here again. In that first, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says that Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and the rest is Rabbanan, he has a kasha on himself. The Rambam doesn't often, not oftenly, does the Rambam ask kashas on himself. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Ein Avelos Ben HaTorah, Elo B'Yom Rishon, Bilvad, Shehu Yom HaMiso, B'Yom HaKvura, Aval Shar HaShiva, Einon Din Torah, Afal Pi. Afalpi always means implicit question. Afalpi shah ne'emar batorah v'yaslo aviv evil shivas yamim. The brothers sat shiva. You don't get a better source for avelos daraisa than that. That they did it in the Torah. Says the Rambam, the four magical words. Nitna Torah v'nischad shahalacha. The Torah was given and Torah is renewed. Meaning, you can't ask me kashas from before Matan Torah. The Rambam develops this idea in Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin on Daf Kuf. Where the Rambam says that everything we do today, the history of what we do, might have started before Maimed Har Sinai. But the reason that we do mitzvos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us at Har Sinai. The beginning of our halachic mesorah is Har Sinai, not before that. The Rambam says, "V'sim libcho l'kal agadol hazeh hamuva b'mishtazu." So machlokes there, machlokes tanam about Gidon Asha. The Rambam says, "Shatatzorach ladas shekol ma'ashanu nisharim imenu o osim oso hayom." Everything that we don't do or we do today, ain anu osim zos elam ibnei tzivu Hashem al yedei Moshe. We do this because Hashem told Moshe. Lo mipreisha Hashem tziva b'kach l'nevim shekadmuhu. Not because Avram had it or others had it beforehand. Dugmo l'kach. Eiver menachai. Why don't we eat Eiver menachai? Because Noach didn't eat Eiver menachai? No. That's not why we don't eat Eiver menachai. We don't eat Eiver menachai because of Moshe. Why do we do Bris Milah? Because of Avraham? No. Because of Moshe. The history of the mitzvah might be from before. The reason it's obligatory upon us, says the Rambam, is because of Har Sinai. And the Rambam's Raya is what the Gemara says in Makos, Sheish Me'os V'Shloshes V'Mitzos Namru Lo Moshe Mi'Sinai. Moshe brought us 613. It doesn't say 606 with 7 from before. It's even more than 7, but it doesn't say that. Moshe gave us the mitzvos, and therefore there's a difference between the history of the mitzvah and the reason it's obligatory. So yeah, Avelos in the times of the Torah might have been 7 days. But it doesn't mean it has to be 7 days for us. For us, it's one day daraisa. That's the Rambam. The Maariv Chayes and Rav Soloveitchik see the same exact idea on a different Rambam. Machlokas and Maseches Brachas in the fourth parak, Tfila. Why do we daven 3 times a day? Is it keneged Avos or keneged Tmidim? Do we daven because Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov davened, or do we daven because the Karbanos, Tamit Shel Shachar, Tamit Shel Bein Arbayim, and the Hector Chalavim Veivarim? Machlokas. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. The Rambam quotes both opinions. The Rambam quotes Keneged Tzmidim Tiknum in Hilchas Tfila, and he quotes Keneged Avos in Hilchas Melachim. Ask the Maariv Chayes there in the fourth parak of Brachas, and Rav Soloveitchik said the same thing. How can the Rambam quote both opinions? It's a machlokas in the Gemara, and there even might be nafkaminas to the machlokas. Some achronim connect. Maybe if you hold Tzmidim Tiknum Tfilas Arvas Rishus, maybe if you hold Avos Tiknum Tfilas Arvas Chova, so it could be nafkaminas. How can the Rambam quote both? Answers the Maariv Chayes, quoting this Rambam in Chulin, that there's a difference between the history of the mitzvah and the reason a mitzvah is obligatory. Why is a mitzvah obligatory? What did the Torah connect it to? Karbanos. That's in Hilchos Tefillah. That's the reason that we daven, so to speak. the history of a mitzvah. We can learn about lasuach basada. We can learn messages, hashkafic messages. That is the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, where he talks about the history of mitzvos. But that is a crucial discussion in the Rambam. That language of Nidra Rizchat Shalacha comes up in Masechah Shabbos. That's where the source of it is. Maybe at the end we'll if there's time, we'll go back to it. But that is one discussion. The other point to make, which is really about this whole daf, and that is, how does one understand the concept of Ole Lakan Ulakan? How does one understand the concept of Ole Lakan? You know what, let's just do the, or the concept of, you know, let's just continue a little more, and then we'll talk about it. Because you have to understand the Rabbi Chanan that discusses the concept. This really mixes in Kekulo. So let's wait till the Gemara brings that up in a few lines, and then we'll come back to it. So, let's try number two. So, Rav could not be based on the source by Avelus. So, let's go to a different source. El Rav to Amar Rabbi Yosi. Tetani Rabbi Yosi Omer. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Sheshachdu Vizarku Aleha. We know that one has to be Tahar in order to eat the Karban Pesach. One has to be Tahar at the time of the eating. What about Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom? Meaning a woman who is Tameya because she had some type of Re'iyah, not during the time that she's supposed to be a Nida, during the 11 days between the cycle, 7-11, 7-11, as we know from Nida, 7 days where she's supposed to expect, 11 days when she's not. So the halacha is if she's once, twice, she just has to wait one clean day. Until 3 times, which then she has to wait Shivanakiyim and bring Karbanos. But what if she's waiting a clean day, Erev Pesach? So she's supposed to be Tahora that night. So at the time that they shechted, she went to the mikvah, she's tahor, now she's waiting for sunset, right? She's a tfulis, tful yom. So sheshachdu v'zarku aleha. They shechted for her, they sprinkled the blood for her, b'sheni shava, v'achar kach rasa. And later in the day, 2 hours before yantif, she has another re'iyah, meaning she is now tmeya, and she cannot eat the Karan Pesach tonight. So what's the halacha? Harezu eino acheles. That's not such a chiddush. She can't eat the Karan Pesach. She's tameya. The next line is a chiddush. Upetura mila'asos Pesach Sheni. And she doesn't even have to bring a carbon a month from now on Pesach Sheni. So why is that? She's going to be tameya at the time of eating the Karan Pesach. She can't eat it. My time at Reb Yossi. Why does Reb Yossi say that? Lav mishum de kasavar mixas ayom kekulo. Isn't it because he must hold that you could split that day? The part of the day, the morning part, when she was considered Tahora, that was a good day, and they shechted the Karban Pesach with her in mind. And that counts as her day, her Karban Pesach day. The next 4 words are taken out. Mikanu lahabau mitame. And therefore she's only mitame from now, the rest of the day. The rest of the day she is mitame. Tosva says, chotzeat hayom, you split the day in half. The first part of the day she's Tahora, and that's good enough to be Yotze Karban Pesach. And Achila is not Ma'akev, obviously, according to this. And the second half of the day is when she's Tameya. So therefore, that's Rav. Rav holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who Rabbi Yossi splits the day in half. Wouldn't that be a good day of the Tanoim? Stop there for a moment. Rabbi Chanan discusses, what does it mean, Mixas Hayom Kekulo? It's come up a number of times already in the Masechta. What exactly does that mean? So Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Sa'aris, Lamites Gimel, says... And what's the machlokas about here between, let's say, Rabbi Yossi and the other opinion, which would not allow you to say this? So Rabbi Chanan says, Nira lechora, to Rabbi Yossi svirale, to kol mixas hu yom mitzad atzmo, umishem haki efshar lachalek hayom achron l'shnei yamim. Each day, each mixas is looked as a whole day. You know what mixas yom kekulo means? That hour is like a whole day. That is a whole day. And the later time, that's also a whole day. That's how you could come up with considered 2 days. V'rabbanan svirale, but if you would argue on this, you would say, no, that's not what mixas hayom kekulo means. Mixas hayom eino ki yom mitzad atzmo. Elo de mixaso naki nechshav ki ilu hu kulo naki. It's that part is considered as if it's the rest of the day. Not that it's considered a whole day by itself. When somebody sits shiv in the morning for an hour, for half an hour, so that's considered a whole day, and then later on it's considered another day? No, the Rabbana would say, that is as if you did it the rest of the day. But it doesn't mean it's an independent day itself. V'chada yome, l'tre yome, lo mefalginon. And you don't split. It's just a little bit is considered as if you finished. And Rabbi Chanan says, you have that by other areas of halacha also. You have that by ha'ara, which is tchilas biya. So we have to look in the context where Tchilas B is good enough, or whatever the context is, in Yibum, in Kiddushin, in any all the other Isurim, Isurashus Ish. So Ha'ara, Eina Chashuva Bia Mitzad Atzma, Elm De Asa Ha'ara, Nechshav Ki'ilu Gamar. Another example. Or sometimes you have Bia B'Mixas. Right, going inside, a mitzvah is allowed to stick his thumbs inside to get sprinkled on. Bia b'mikzas lav shma bia. Possibly that's the reason. Right, so if you say bia b'mikzas shma bia, the other opinion. So what does that mean? It means that this is considered going in. If you go in more, it's two goings in? No. It's the start of the process. It's as if you did the whole process. So do here. That's what the Rabbanim would say against Rabbi Yossi. They would say that mikzas ayim kekulo doesn't mean it's like two. It just means that the beginning is like the, it's considered as if it's everything. The Kutzker Rebbe said once, Mixas Yom Kekula, one of the Hasidim came over to him before Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah and says, Rebbe, I don't understand. Slach Lanu Avinu. And if I, Slach, forgive, but it's the end of the year. It's lost already. It's finished. What kind of forgiveness can we do in the last 10 minutes of the year? So he says, Mixas Yom Kekula. Now, mixas, it could be considered the whole day, and yom lashona nechshav shana, so a minute could be called a day, and a day could be called a year. This 5 minutes, you could change the whole year, says the Kutzker. Sounds like a Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, but that's the thought, that's the musar of the mixas hayom kukulo element. There is a discussion also in the Rush, in Moed Katan, what about mixas laila? Right, so we don't usually have mixas laila kukulo. We paskin mixas hayom, like the last day of Shiva. We don't say the nighttime is good enough. It's the morning of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. That might be because of what we mentioned a couple of days ago, that you need some type of nihug avelus, some positive nihug on that day, and that's only in the morning, and that's when you're sofer. You're sofer by yom with the nihug. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says maybe Rav is like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds the split of the day on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umi sava Rav Yossi hachi. Does Rabbi Yossi really say this? Does Rabbi Yossi say he can split the day? But Vatani, Rabbi Yossi himself says in the following brayso, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav Bal Shtei Re'ios, a Zav that had two Re'ios. Sheshachta, what's a Zav? Different than a Zava. A Zava has one Re'ia, she has to wait one clean day. Two Re'ios, one clean day. Three Re'ios, seven clean days in a carbon. Zav is different. That's why there's a difference. The Rambam Pasuk holds Zav and Zava two different mitzvos. Their karbanos are two different mitzvos. Unlike a mitzora and a mitzoraas, it's one mitzvah. The Rambam says, even the Mishnah in Krisus that says, what are the mechusrei kapara? Zav, Zava, yoledes mitzora. Why do you put the male and female Zav separately and not mitzora? Because there's differences between a Zav and a Zava. Here's one of them. Right? Zav, if a Zav sees twice, Zav bal shtei re'ios, sheshachdu v'zarku ala b'shvi'i, right? His seventh clean day is Erev Pesach, v'chein shomeres yom keneged yom sheshachdu v'zarku aleha, v'yachar kach ra'u, all these people that are supposed to be tahora tatar tonight, and now they can't eat it, afal pi shemitamin mishkavu moshev l'mafreya. That's the problematic line. Even though we say they make things tame lamafreya, meaning anything they sat on earlier that day is still tame. Peturim milasas pesach sheni. Their father, I'm doing pesach sheni. So what do you mean? Rabbi Yossi says you split the day. So why should they be metame anything retroactively? For that moment, they were tar. So why do you go backwards? So today is in the Gemara. We'll have to talk more about this next time also. Today is how to understand this line of Mitame Mishka V'Moshav Limafreya. Number one, Mai Limafreya Midarabanan. It only goes backwards, Midarabanan. Midaraisa, like Rabbi Yossi said elsewhere, split the day. Midarabanan. Hachanami Mistavra. And it makes sense that it's only Midarabanan. Dislakadaydach Midaraisa. Because if you go backwards, Midaraisa, Amai Peturin Milasas Pesach Sheni. Why would he be positive from doing Pesach Sheni? If you say the whole day is a day of Tumah, then they weren't even in the Parsha to shecht the carbon for them. Lumafreya. And therefore, they should have to bring Pesach Sheni. So it must be a Din D'Rabbanan that they go backwards in time. One day. The second day is no La'olam E'malacha Tumah Daraisa. Maybe it's Daraisa goes backwards. If it goes backwards, Tumah Daraisa, so why are they Pturas from bringing Pesach Sheni? To Home Deziva Hitiru. Period. We know there's something called tumas tahom, the tumah of the depths. What does that mean? Something that is totally, I shouldn't have expected. Totally beyond the realm of possibility. So here too, the Gemara considered tumah deziva as something unexpected. What was not supposed to see now? She doesn't have a chazaka yet, right? This is the seventh day of Nikiyim for the Zav. He's not expecting to see. It's a Shomer's Yom Kedeged Yom. She only saw once. She doesn't expect to see at this time of the month. So that's considered Tahom, and therefore the Chiddush is that that's good enough to be to poter the Karban Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon is good enough. Just to finish with the point with the Gemara here mentioned, Mishkav and Moshav, to note that we know that's one of the exceptions to the rule. Tumah usually is transferred down. An Av touches something, it becomes a Rishon. A Rishon becomes makes something a Sheni. Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Not too many. A few exceptions to the rule. One of them we have in Parshas Chukas. Cherev Harayu Kechalol. If there is a Cherev that is used in killing Rachmana Litzlan, the cherub itself is an avi avosa tumah. It's a like a dead body. And now it makes it, so it's tumah transferred across from the dead body to the cherub. Machlokas Rishonim, which materials, and major machlokas without getting into the details. But this is another one. And there's a pasuk in Chumash, Mishka Vazav, a pasuk in Tazria Mitzora, where the halacha is if a Zav or a Zava, one of the Mechusrei Kafara, sit on something that's normally sat on, then that item becomes an av. Becomes an av, doesn't go down. It becomes an av, just like the mitzvah is an av. Why? Explain the mefarshim. Because this, Rav Lichtenstein has an article about this in Zichron HaRav, that the usual, by tumah, there is a mitame and a nitma. There is a transmitter and a transmitted. And that's why it usually goes down. Maybe the Chiddush HaTorah by Mishkav HaZav is that there's no transmitter and transmitted. Zav sits on a couch. That couch is now labeled Mishkav HaZav. It's not transferring any tumah. It's just labeled Mishkav HaZav. You know who's Matame and Mishkav HaZav? The Torah. If you have a dead insect, who made that tameh? Hashem made a tameh. Inherently, a dead insect is Matame. It's one of the avos tumah. Same thing with Mishkav HaZav. A zava, you'll have this sitting on something, that's not being metameh yet. That's just labeling it as a mishkav or a moshav ha these people. Memela, once that's true, then the halach is, mishkav azav is an avatumah, just like the other. And that's the lumdus of how it doesn't go down in tumah. It goes across because it's not, there's no metameh and nitma here. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with the end of the second parak and beginning of the third. Okay, we'll